to hear? Questions? Okay. So so the first question was, I heard the SEC is besting you guys when you get shut down. So this is when I referenced kind of the poor reporting last year, this is what I was referencing. We're regulated, and the regulators come in, announce and unannounced every 2 years. They look at information and they leave. And for some reason, a reporter, I forgot what publication, decided to turn what was a typical information request that the SEC sent out to, from what I heard, was 25 or 30 different companies into an investigation into the secondary market. I can tell you, as far as I'm aware, at least as it relates to the second market, there's nothing pending, nothing, we've never had any issues, there's nothing happening in the second market. Nothing happening in the second market. There may be things happening with other places I'm not aware of, but I've not even heard of anything that came out of this information request gathering process that they set out on 12, 14 months ago. Okay, so the question was, what kind of research exists? So what's one of the challenges that we will face is, it's pretty easy to find buyers for what I call pull stocks. Facebook, LinkedIn, Groupon, Twitter. You know, at any given time, there's going to be a few dozen pull stocks. The problem is the other stocks, the push stocks, represent 99.9% of the stocks out there. So the only way that we are going to effectively be able to create the next new NASDAQ, the next new growth market, is to come up with the ability to basically market stocks. And so that's what our platform will do. But on top of that, provide research. And so we're still trying to crack the nut as to what is a model, research model, where an analyst can actually make money, enough money, to cover these companies. Because, you know, in the public markets, research analysts used to get paid by either the market making desk or the investment banking part of the business. And that's, in the public market, it doesn't work anymore. So we're still trying to figure out how to make it work in the private market. But we will. We'll get there. And then the last question, high frequency, okay. So this is a really scary part of the public market. So I don't know if everybody here knows what high frequency trading is, but essentially it's using computer algorithms to take advantage of either speed or information asymmetry. And so in the public markets today, I'll take you back. In 1970, these computer algorithms, these high frequency trading firms, they represented nothing. There were no kind of computers back then. And so what you saw was up from like 1970 through 2000, it would be kind of approached like 5% of the volume of the public market was like these computer algorithms, which, you know, they provided liquidity theoretically. Over the past decade, that number has gone to 70%. 70%. So what that means is the average buyer of a share of stock in the public market is a computer that has no clue what the company does. And as a result of that, the average time that a share of stock is held in the public market in 1970 was 5 years. That is a fundamental long-term investor. It's gone down by 1 year each decade. Today is 2.8 months. One quarter of earnings. So, you know, for me as a CEO and for other entrepreneurs here, could you imagine making any type of decision as it relates to your business, thinking about what effect it's going to have on your next quarter's earnings? But if you're a public company, you need to, because the majority of your holders are going to hold on to your stock for your next earnings announcement.